On today's episode of Mentally Stronger, there's a big difference between mental toughness and mental strength. When people say things like, "I'm tired of being strong," they're not actually tired of being strong. I guarantee they're just tired of acting tough. Or when somebody says, "Make sure to check on your strong friends," they probably mean, "Check on your friends who feel pressured to act tough all the time." There's a huge difference. Welcome to Mentally Stronger, the show that will help you develop the mental strength you need to reach your greatest potential, no matter what life throws your way. I'm Amy Morin, psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition, where I share how to give up the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record it all from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Today, I'm talking about the difference between being mentally tough and being mentally strong. We live in a world where people get praised all the time for being mentally tough. Like, you show up at work after you just went through something tragic, and I guarantee you'll get applauded for it. Or you're going through tough times and you make it look like you never break a sweat. And I bet people will say stuff like, "Oh, I wish I could be more like you." But they're only seeing your behavior and they have no idea what internal struggles you're experiencing. Let's start by talking about mental toughness. Now, there are lots of people that talk about mental toughness, from Navy SEALs to business executives. It's mostly used in reference to things like perseverance or grit, which is a good thing. But a lot of people emphasize the importance of acting tough at all costs, which also means ignoring your pain and trying to prove that you're good enough. Those things aren't healthy. People who act tough on the outside are often suffering a lot on the inside, but they're pretending not to be because that's what it means to act tough. There are times when we've all done this, when we put all of our energy into trying to convince everybody else that we're good, even though we don't have any leftover energy then to work on ourselves. As a therapist, I see so many people who have suffered for years because they didn't know how to open up to somebody and admit that they were having a problem, or they were afraid that they'd already convinced so many people that they were tough and nothing bothered them, that they were now lonely and didn't know how to talk about their pain. Being strong is a different approach. When you're focused on being strong, you stop worrying about whether people are judging you, and you know that it's okay to ask for help or to admit that you're struggling. So let's get into some concrete examples about the difference between mental strength and mental toughness. Here are 6 key differences. Number 1, mental toughness is about suppressing your emotions. Mental strength is about acknowledging and coping with your feelings. So when I talk to people about what it means to be mentally tough, they'll say things like, "Oh, that means nothing bothers me," or "I'm immune to pain." Being mentally strong requires you to acknowledge your emotions. It means that you can say, "Yeah, I'm kind of sad," or "I'm going through a really rough time right now." And there are times where you have to push your feelings aside. If you're a paramedic, you have to show up without worrying about all of those emotions and letting those feelings get in the way. If you were a soldier on the battlefield, you don't have time to stop and talk about your feelings. So yeah, those are skills. But I find that people who have adopted mental toughness will insist that there's never a time in their life when things bother them. And they suppress their emotions all the time. It's an attitude that they've adopted. So while putting on a brave face has a time and a place, adopting it as a lifelong attitude isn't helpful. When people are trying to build mental toughness, their whole goal is to become more calloused because they're trying to protect themselves from pain. Think about it this way. It takes more mental strength to acknowledge and express an emotion than it does to ignore it or pretend that you aren't experiencing any trouble at all. Number 2, mental toughness is about saying failure isn't an option. Being mentally strong is about acknowledging that failure is part of the process. People who act tough are usually really embarrassed by failure. So they only do things that they're good at, or they take risks where they're confident that they're going to succeed, because losing or failing feels too bad. Being mentally strong means, yeah, you want to do well, but that you also recognize failure is an opportunity to learn and grow. It takes a lot of courage to do something when you know that you might fail or you think that you're going to be rejected. But mental strength allows you to turn those setbacks into learning experiences so that you can do better next time. Number three, mental toughness is about masking your insecurities. Mental strength is about acknowledging them. People who act tough want to appear like they're completely confident at all times about everything. Mental strength, though, involves talking about your vulnerabilities and your insecurities, of course, only in appropriate settings. And you can accept some weaknesses and attempt to work on other weaknesses that you think you can improve upon. So it's okay to acknowledge that you feel bad, whether it's your lack of athletic skills or you struggle with money. In fact, it takes a lot of courage to admit that you're having a hard time. Sometimes it's even hard to admit those things to ourselves. Okay, before I dive into the last three big differences between being mentally strong and just acting tough, let me take a second to share some offers from our sponsors that I think you might like. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? That's a common question I ask my therapy clients, because most of us wish we had more time. The question is, how would finding more time change your life? I love helping clients in my therapy office reorganize their priorities and gain control over their time. When people start living a life that's more in line with their values, they feel better. Sometimes that means setting healthier boundaries, and at other times it means practicing new coping skills so you can learn to make the best of your time. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. I've used online therapy myself, and what I love about it is how convenient it is. You can talk to a therapist at a time that works best for you. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mentallystrong today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mentallystrong. Brainstorm. What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning? Noise-canceling headphones? Meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the did we just hit $1 million stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mentallystronger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mentallystronger now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/mentallystronger. Okay, let's get back to it. Number four, mental toughness usually focuses on reputation only. Mental strength focuses on character. When people are acting tough, it's usually about trying to send a message that you can't hurt me. And when people are intent on building mental strength, though, they have an internal desire to become better. Acting tough might cause you to worry about the fact that you aren't yet at the top. But when you're working on trying to be mentally strong, you focus more on the process of getting there. And there's this silly thing that we've probably all done at one time or another. Like you work really hard on something, but then you claim that you didn't put in much effort. Like when you study really hard for a test, but you tell your friends in school like, "Ah, I actually barely studied at all." Because the only thing worse than failing is putting in a ton of effort, doing your best, and then failing. But it's that desire to focus on reputation that causes some people to do things that seem out of character. When people are trying to act tough, they might cheat on a test or they might lie to get ahead. That's why it's important to not care too much what people think, but to focus on your character to say, I really want my behavior to line up with what my values are. Sometimes it takes more mental strength to stand up and say, I'm not going to do that, or I'm going to let myself fail. Number 5, mental toughness insists on never quitting. Mental strength involves letting go of things that aren't serving you well. I hear this all the time, that people say stuff like, never quit, never give up. But that's ego-driven. If you tell somebody you're going to do something and you keep doing it at all costs, that actually means you're afraid to let go. Mental strength is about knowing that you're going to try lots of different things in life, and many of those things aren't going to work out. Or once you start working on something, you realize it's not really in line with your values after all. Maybe you just don't love it anymore. So you are courageous enough to quit. Let's say you launch a business, and after the first year, you're still losing money. It takes a ton of mental strength to say, this didn't work out, and maybe you quit before you put your whole future in jeopardy. Or you start training for a marathon, and you realize that all the time it takes to work out just isn't worth the strain that it's putting on your relationships. So you quit. You don't have to keep going just because you set out to accomplish something. It might be embarrassing, and you might be disappointed, but quitting is often the best choice you can make in life. Number 6, mental toughness is about tolerating pain, while mental strength is about learning from it. Tough people usually pride themselves on tolerating tons of pain and suffering, sometimes just to show off how much they can suffer. They want to get admiration from tolerating all of this pain. At other times, it just involves denying that you even feel pain. Like when somebody says, I had my wisdom teeth removed and I didn't even have any pain meds. Or you claim you hardly felt anything even when you were going through something really difficult. True mental strength is about knowing I can tolerate painful experiences, but I'm not going to put myself in harm's way just for the bragging rights or so I can say, yeah, I survived something awful. And it seems silly on the surface, but if we dug deep, I bet all of us could find an example of a time or two when we did something just because we wanted to brag about how easy it was, even though it wasn't easy. Or we did something really hard for no real reason other than to somewhat torture ourselves. Painful experiences can be learning opportunities, but you'll miss out on those learning opportunities if you're only focused on how many people are watching or how much admiration you're going to get. So those are the key differences between mental toughness and mental strength. So when people say things like, I'm tired of being strong, it's because they don't understand what mental strength is. They're actually just tired of acting tough. Or when somebody says, make sure to check on your strong friends, they probably mean check on your friends who feel pressured to act tough all the time. You don't get tired of being strong, just like you don't get tired of physical strength. Mental strength doesn't make you tired. And when you're being strong, you'll give yourself permission to be vulnerable sometimes. You ask for help when you need it. You'll raise your hand and say, I don't have all this figured out, or I'm actually really struggling over here. But it's really tough. If you've spent years focused on mental toughness, it's tough to then make that shift to saying, okay, being strong right now isn't about doing this all myself. It's about saying, I actually need a little bit of help. And you're probably going to have fears of being judged, or you might be really afraid I'm going to let people down if I say, hey, I had a bad day, or I'm going through depression right now. We've talked about this on the show, though, that vulnerability is actually one of the best things you could do to form connections with other people. Nobody loves you because you're perfect. They'll actually like you a lot more if you can admit to experiencing some of the same struggles that make you human. So when you find yourself trying to be mentally strong sometimes, pause and ask yourself, am I actually being strong or am I just trying to look tough? You might find that in some situations, you're just acting tough. But because it's been drilled into you for so long that acting tough is the way to be, that it almost becomes second nature. The good news is you can challenge all of those beliefs that you've had about mental toughness and figure out how do you actually become mentally strong. And of course, if you're really struggling with it, talk to somebody if you can. Therapy is a great way to work on building mental strength. Thank you for hanging out with me today and for listening to the Mentally Stronger podcast. If you like the show, leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. That's one of the best ways to help us get our show in front of other people so we can make the world a stronger place. If you know someone who could benefit from learning more about mental strength, share the show with them. Simply sharing a link to this episode could help somebody feel better and grow stronger. And if you want more tips on building mental strength, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. You get weekly bonus episodes and exclusive extras for being a premium subscriber. Sign up at mentallystronger.supercast.com or just click on the link in the show notes. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who rescued a stranded boater at sea this weekend, Nick Valentine.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.